Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventure Cateers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th, available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York, America, tonight's episode, Beyond Belief, Touch of Keeble. Starring Paul F. Tompkins and Paget Brewster as those married mediums, Frank and Sadie Doyle. Also starring Jackson Publick as the Grentel, and Scott Aukerman, Terry Kinney, and Ira Glass as the All Four. Narration by Hal Lublin. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is directed by Aaron Ginsberg and written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker.
It's time to send the little ones to dreamland and set your radio's dial to spooky. Bolt the doors, lock your windows, and steal yourself a mysterious suspense in tonight's final feature, Beyond Belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle, toast of the upper crust, headliners on the society pages. And oh yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles in tonight's dark episode, Touch of Keeble. Our story begins far above Park Avenue in the Plaza Penthouse Suite of Frank and Sadie Doyle.
Oh, good morning, Sadie love. I'd ask you to rise and shine, but you have a natural propensity for the latter, and I can't imagine you're prepared at all for the former.
You're correct on both counts, Frank, darling, though I'll meet you halfway to a rise since you were kind enough to bring me breakfast in bed.
And you were kind enough to bring me breakfast in bed.
think j'adore meals taken pajama, Claire.
Hmm. And I j'adore any meal that doesn't require chewing.
Then you must be pleased, for this is the third morning in a row that we've awoken surrounded by full martini glasses.
Are you certain it's been only 3 mornings, love, that we've awoken to a garden of martinis? Seems a lifetime. And I suppose I have you to thank.
You're presumably correct, only are you certain it was I who poured us this bounty?
Certainly I'm too self-interested to have done it. Those glasses would never have been filled left to me.
Well, I appreciate your faith in my willpower, but I assure you most of it comes from this glass.
Then do you purport that neither of us left us these drinks? Well, who would have done it, do you suppose? Elves?
It must have been one of us who fixed all of these drinks. Why don't we go back to sleep and see which one of us wakes up and does the other a favor?
Mm. Sound plan. Good morning.
Good morning. Frank! Frank! Wake up! Our room is filled with cocktails again.
We fell asleep and missed it. We better get rid of these and begin again.
Yes. Let us drink these martinis as if they are sheep.
Do you mean let us count them as we fall asleep?
Count them by drinking them. Mm.
After you.
Too late. I drank them all while we were talking about them.
As did I. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sadie, wake up!
Oh, no. What time is it? For how long have we been asleep?
Well, according to this watch, I for some reason have, despite never having a reason to make or keep an appointment. We've been asleep for either 1 minute or 24 hours and 1 minute.
Oh. And our drinks are replenished once again.
Now, are you to credit?
Well, I don't know. If I am, I slept through it. Oh, Frank, do you think one of us is perhaps stricken with somnambulistic bartenderism?
Maybe.
Oh.
Or perhaps the explanation is far more sinister. It could also be far less sinister. What do you say, love? We can confront the case of the wonderful favor with a good solid shrug, or we can give a thorough dental exam to this particular gift horse.
I can't choose. I can choose. I have chosen. Let us discover just what's at play, or I will never be able to sleep well enough to wake up to such a delightful bounty. So, let us pretend to sleep and solve the mystery.
You're right. To fake sleep we go. Pretend good morning, sadistic.
Pretend good morning, Frankenstein.
Dum-dink, dum-dink. Now it's time to do the drinks. We'll fix your booze while you two snooze. Dum-dink.
It was you who made us these drinks. You see, dear, it wasn't one of us after all.
It wasn't us.
No.
Absolutely not.
Well, don't be silly. Of course it was you.
Us?
You must be mistaken.
Why would we do that?
You were just singing a song about doing that very thing.
Song?
Singing?
I'm tone deaf.
Now we heard you sing it and we saw you sing it.
No, you didn't.
I don't think so.
But you were asleep.
If you're all not here, pointy-eared and sweating glitter to make us martinis while we sleep? How do you explain being here, pointy-eared and sweating glitter, clearly here to make us martinis while we sleep?
We're lost. Oh, this isn't our home? Oh, sorry to disturb you. Bye.
We really must be going.
No, no, no. See here, see here. We're not mad.
No, no. No, we're grateful. Stay. Make us some drinks. Oh, make yourselves some drinks. And then we can all drink them together.
Magical drinks making while you sleep, you say? We wouldn't know anything about that.
Sounds like some other Alfar, artificers of all things. Not us. We're visiting from out of town.
Sorry, Alfar, artificers of all things?
Yes. Other ones.
Begat of Hephaestus, probably.
Who begat us as well.
Believe us.
Believe our lies.
You said lies.
Oh, it's no use. They know it was us who cobbled them all of these martinis.
I'm sorry. Cobbled?
I believe you mean mixed. Cobbled has a very specific meaning, darling, as do most words.
Mixed? Nah. Cobbling is what we do. Yeah. And how we do it.
Oh, I see what happened. Some of our words have been miscobbled by the human people.
The Alfar can cobble anything.
But deep down, one of you desperately wishes to be a dentist. Yes, no.
No Alfar wishes to be anything but an Alfar.
Now, hang on a minute. Alfar? We've never heard of you, and we've heard of nearly everything.
People men know us by many names. Elves, pixies, brownies, coblins, hobgoblins, or in Belgium, smurfs.
Dwarves, gnomes, littles, ittles, fiddles, skittles, imps, dinklages.
Your William Shakespeare called us fairy folk when we cobbled his plays for him.
And Frank Baum called us munchkins when we cobbled his lollipops for him.
Baum loved his lollipops.
Do you all live in a tree together, and does it smell of buttery, freshly baked crackers?
Freshly cobbled crackers? No. We live on a Vanishery Boulevard within this shire where we keep our Alfar gold. All manner of magical Alfar live there. A grouchy one lives in a garbage vessel.
You shall never find this boulevard.
We will take you there and give you all our gold.
You have caught us. It is your right.
Oh, caught you? Is that why you didn't want us to know it was you making our martinis?
Oh, darlings. Oh, you couldn't be more darling. We don't want your gold.
What would we do with it?
We would prefer our current arrangement.
Yeah. Don't give it another cobble. Am I using that correctly?
Yes.
Now, unless there's a price, a hidden price to your kindness, one we will regret incurring. Now listen to me. There isn't, right?
Price? No, absolutely not.
They caught us, Hytale! They caught us. We must answer honestly.
They waived their right to our gold. Must we still answer their questions honestly?
Yes.
Fine.
All right, yeah, there's
of course,
a price.
There's price.
The transaction is exactly that. We Alfar cobble your great wish, and it makes you happy, and then we eat your happiness.
Alfar consume the happiness born of receiving that which we have cobbled. That's why so many of us get into toys. Children's happiness is the freshest.
It tastes like lollipops.
Ugh. L. Frank Baum. Love lollipops. His happiness tasted like corn. Sweet corn, but still, vegetal. Interesting, maybe, but true.
After you drank the drinks we cobbled, you smiled. We fed upon your smiles. Smiles taste yummy.
Now, doesn't that seem fair?
Absolutely.
Totally fair.
Well, I'm glad that's settled. Cobble us some more drinks, and I promise you'll be as full as our glasses.
I'll cobble them, and while they eat your happiness, I'll steal your souls.
This is the sort of turn of which I was afraid. How's that again about the souls?
Well, your happiness is good. It keeps me pink. But I'm really after your souls.
Darling, our souls belong to one another. It's well documented.
It has been. In a Valentine's Day beyond belief. Podcast episode 106, Beyond Believers.
Yeah, well, they can belong to each other all you want. I'll take them as a package set. I don't need actual ownership, just souls.
And you'll forgive my prying, but why do you want our souls?
To feed them to Grentil, of Pumpkin! Course.
Traitorous, sort of.
Who is Grentil?
Grentil is the most feared of all.
Grentil is a witch monster who's perpetually stooped. Her dark robe is worn and patched, and her teeth are rotten.
You've heard the story of Hansel and Gretel?
Hansel and Gretel, dear?
No! Another human one miscobbling! This is a true story. Hansel was a handsome elf, adept at cobbling candy houses. Gretel was the horrible witch monster. She ate him up.
That's the whole story?
Yeah.
I have some notes.
Grentel wants to eat all of us. She hungers for the taste of souls.
I've been keeping Grentel full of human souls so she'll stop terrorizing us. And it worked, guys. You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, I guess.
This? This is why we have to keep finding new humans to cobble for?
Well, it's a small price to pay, I think you'll find if you think about it. So, think about it. And while you do, I'll feed Grentil these human souls.
No, this witch monster can't eat our souls. We shan't allow it.
No. You know, dear, I will say it was feeling a little off-genre in here, but... you know, more fairy tale or fantasy than our usual, but a monster puts us right back into familiar territory. I say, what if we might deal with this Grentel of yours?
Yeah, sure, we can summon her.
Oh, Frank, that's the least we could do.
Oh, if you would, we would smile and you could eat our happiness and be full from it forever.
Not what we consume, is it, darling?
Oh, not remotely.
Dumb Dental, Dumb Dental, now we're summoning the Grentel. Come, ye fiend from nightmare's dream, Dumb Dental, Dental, do.
Minion! Have you the souls you promised me, or shall I consume yours and your friends?
Right here, Grentel.
What? No.
Welcome to our home. Do stop being a monster, or we shall stop you.
You stop me? I am the Grentel. One of the three great antagonists. But come on, mother of trolls, mistress to ogres, nanny to giants, secret headmaster to the Grouch, foster mother to Gargamel.
Well, it certainly sounds as if you have your hands full.
More than my hands would be full of delectable souls, yours.
No. Not ours, surely.
Not theirs.
Oh, no, not theirs. No, I'm afraid, for they are under our protection.
And how would you protect these little gentlemen? Swords? You will find them useless against my magics. Magics? You'll find them useless against my swords!
Thinking? We will find doing it for two consecutive seconds shall be useful against you.
My hunger is age-old! My appetite for souls is insatiable! How might your attention serve this conflict?
Oh, how might they? Like this, watch. You elves say you can make anything?
Cobble. Anything, yes. Yeah.
Cobble fine. What say you cobble up some souls for this bald lady?
Of course. Cobbling souls would be like half a lollipop in difficulty.
And then you can all feed off of the happiness she experiences by eating those souls.
Now, there are moral implications to consider. I mean, these are souls.
No, we promise to consider them someday. Now... Get to work!
She has to go to sleep first.
I haven't slept in eons. It's with an A. Eons. A.
Do we have to do everything? All right. Let's cobble her off to sleep.
Promise not to kill me if I sleep?
Oh. Grentel, what kind of elves would we be if we did that?
I mean, that's really not who we are.
No. All right. Go ahead. That night. That's monster for good night.
Down deep, now it's time to go to sleep.
Sleep, 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 sleep.
Those are souls? Well, they look like little glowing donuts.
Well, there's so many of them. Won't she be happy?
Of course she will. Wake up, monster! Rise and shine!
She stirs. The creature wakes.
Yes, I just yelled.
She's awake.
What precious little gobs of these souls do be!
Oh, she seems happy. Do you taste her smile?
How can someone simultaneously have so many and so few teeth?
So delicious, more so than even you cobblers. Can it be? Finally nearing enough souls for the first time? What's this? Rage eroding. My head full of memories. I remember, I was human. A princess. My current fall, the result of a spiteful witch's spell. Too much compassion, my only fault. Cursed by her with none to lack to eat the sort of souls I long to save. The witch did not live to see my curse poured fully, as the first soul I ate was hers. Which was part of a curse laid on her by wizards who had been cursed themselves. I digress. I can feel the wicked spell lifting. With these cobbled souls, I shall again be mortal. Feel as a woman once more. Appear as a human does appear. Once again be kind and nevermore to consume souls.
Did I cobble some poison into the souls? I might have.
Yeah, I did too.
That's
yeah.
Crazy. Pumpkin, did you poison her as well?
Yeah, I would have if I'd thought of it.
Dum, dong, dum, dong, dum, dong. The witch is dead. She ate the poison with her head. Dum, dong, dum, dong.
Humans, for your role in her murder.
No! Well, that wasn't... She was turning...
Frank, I believe you mean you're welcome.
But darling...
No, we want no further issue with martinis. We get along with the cobblers, don't we, darling?
Of course. Where was my head? What say you, fellas? Cobble us up another round, and if everybody does his job correctly, we'll forget any of this ever happened. Clink?
Yes, clink.
It seems Frank and Sadie found that small things come in good packages, and that elfish behavior can sometimes win the day. Join the Doyles next time when they once again walk beyond belief in a spooky tale titled Beverly Hills Corpse.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.